Okay, so we're starting today the Sugya of Gir Katan. I left this for last because it's really going to question a lot of the assumptions that we've been having until now. It encompasses almost everything that we've been dealing with, except for Korban HaGir. That's the only thing that I think it doesn't deal with. But it's going to deal with the Milah, with the Tefillah, with the Kabbalah and Mitzvot. It's really going to question a lot of things that we've had. And so I think it's a good way to finish off the limud. We'll spend a couple days on it. If we have some extra time, so then if we have like an extra day, so we'll spend an extra day on some one day topic. But this is really this really puts everything together, the sugya. So today I'll go through the Gemara and Rashi, and we'll just ask a bunch of questions. I'm not sure how many answers we're gonna have today, but we'll just address a bunch of the questions. And maybe we'll get into some of the Rishonim that are on the Maror Makomos.
So
Amar Ravuna has the following statement: Ger katan matbilin oso al das bezdin. Or matbil him al das bezdin. So right away, if you have this concept of a ger katan, you have to stop and think. Well, we pointed out that there are three aspects in the end of the day to the Ger's process. There's Milah, there's Tefillah, and Kabbalah and Mitzvahs. So why does the Gemara say Matbilin Osal Das Beisdin? What happened to the Milah? Why is the Gemara focusing only on the Tefillah? We also have a Milah component to this. And also, what happened to Kabbalah and Mitzvahs? Is Kabbalah and Mitzvahs also being accomplished through Das Beisdin? Is Milah being accomplished through Das Beisdin? Do we not require Kabbalah Mitzvahs for a Ger Katan? What happened to the other components to the Ger's process for a Ger Katan? The Gemara itself only focuses on the Tefillah. It says Matfilin Osal Das Beisdin. But what happened to the rest of the process? The biggest question in the Sugya is, what does it mean, Al Das Beisdin? What does Al Das Beisdin mean? What does that mean? What is Beisdin accomplishing? We also know that Milah and Tefillah, we had a whole discussion about this, that it has to be, potentially has to be L'shem Geirus, or it just has to be in the context of a mitzvah for the Milah. But for the Tefillah, it seems pretty clear that it has to be L'shem Geirus. We did have that Sugya Memhei Mevayis, which questioned that a little bit, but for the most part, the Rishonim understand that also, in the end of the day, ends up being L'shem Geirus, and Memhei Mevayis and Yevamos. It's L'shem Nida, but Rashi says L'shem Nida means it's also L'shem Geirus. So the Tefillah also becomes L'shem Geirus. So how do you have a Katan perform do Tefillah without having any Das? Doesn't the Tefillah, even if you want to say that there's a concept called Al Das Beisdin, so the Tefillah itself has to be L'shem Geirus. The person that's going to the Mikvah has to have a certain amount of Kavana involved in it. You can't just go into the Mikvah. It could either be viewed as just, you know, bathing. You're not going into the Mikvah for the purposes of Geirus. Or you need to have it to be L'shem Geirus, and L'chor it has to be L'shem Geirus. The Milah was a discussion whether it has to be L'shem Geirus or not. Perhaps it just has to be in the context of a mitzvah to remove the shem Arel. So how do you have this Ger Katan going in to the mikvah if he doesn't have any Kavana? Is that what Al-Daz Beisdin means? Is Beisdin creating the Kavana for you here? Is Beisdin doing more than that? What exactly is Beisdin accomplishing here? Because of all those questions, it's just a little bit of a chiddush that the Gemara then says Ma'ik Mash Malan. The whole concept of Ger Katan is a pretty big chiddush. But yet the Gemara then says Ma'ik Mash Malan. Like, L'chora, this is Pashit. You can have a concept of Ger Katan. It's a Dever Pashit. Forget about Kabbalah Mitzvahs. Forget about Milah. Forget about Kavana. Forget about the fact that you need Beisdin. It's a Dever Pashit. You can have a Ger Katan. So Ma'ik Mash Malan. Apparently it's Pashit. So what's the chiddush here? So the Gemara says, "Dizchusu lo b'zachin l'adur shelo b'fana." If you can tell me that it's based on the tzvos, we already have a Mishnah. Then you know, "Zachin l'adur shelo b'fana," "Bein chav l'adur shelo b'fana." The Gemara says, "No, here there's a chiddush that there's a concept called zachin ma'al d'tema over kocham b'fkir niyachalai, the kaimalon the eved vade b'fkir niyachalai, k'mashalon the hanimili gadol the tam tam the isura of a katan dizchusu lo." The Gemara says that no. It's a chiddush here, the whole chiddush of Rav Huna is to tell you that it's zachin for a ger katan.
even though over kochav be'efker nichalei, that's dafka, and we see that from Evan, that's dafka for a gadol, because he's tam di sura. But a katan who is not yet tam di sura, so for him it's as close. And that's the whole kamash malan for Rav Huna. Okay, so now we know that there's a concept of schus. Schus plays a role in this whole ger katan matbilan asal das bezdin. We know that schus plays some sort of role here. The question is, what role does schus play? Is it that, just like the regular case of zachen ladim shel b'fanav, that I could be makna something for somebody else if it's schus for them? I could pick up the $20 bill for them, and they could acquire that $20 bill through my ma'isa kinyan. So is that what's going on over here? It's strange to say that, because I mean, what part of the process is based in the ger katan himself is the one that's doing the maisa. He's going into the mikvah. He's doing that maisa tefillah. He's the one that's going into the mikvah. In a regular case of zachen lazim shel b'fanav, I do the maisa kinyan, and because it's close for him, so it goes to him. It's as if the voice say, but it's as if he did that ma'isa kinyan. Over here, the ger katan is the one that's doing the ma'isa tefillah. He's the one that's going into the mikvah. So, what role does schus play in matbilan osal das beis din? What exactly is beis din accomplishing? Why do you need the whole concept of zachen ladim shel b'fanav? It's a bit strange here. So, how does that fit into the role that beis din is playing here? Okay, that's another question. We're gonna run through the Gemara and Rashi and some of Tosos and just ask questions. The Gemara says Lima Misaye La. Agiros Vashua Vashifa, I could bring a raya for Rav Huna from the Mishnah. Agiros Vashua Vashifa Shinifta Vinishkar Shishanisgar Vishnishtafra Pusan Bnoshol Shem Yamapad. My love that's Belinu Adas Bezdin. Isn't it the case? We're dealing with a katan, less than 3 years old, so we have a case of a gear katan. Are we dealing with the case of Atbulinu Adas Bezdin? No, lo, the Gemara rejects it. Hachav ma'eskinon, beger shenizgayru banav b'nosav imo. The nichaluhu b'may da'ovid avuham. The cases where the ger katan is being misgayr together with his father. The Tashkent of the cases with his father. The ger shenizgayru banav b'nosav imo. The nichaluhu b'may da'ovid avuham. Because the children want it. So it seems to be that don't tell me that it's really a zchus for the ger katan. No, it's only a zchus for the ger katan when he's going with the father. When he's going with the father, so then it's a zchus. But you can't prove to me that a stam ger katan, which is the case of Rav Huna, a ger katan who goes on his own, we'll see the different Rishonim how they explain it, but at least not the case of where the ger is being misgayer with his children. A ger who's misgayer with his children, okay, fine, that's a zchus. But any other case, based on how the Rishonim explain it, so any other case, so maybe that's not as close, comes Rav Huna to tell us no, that even those cases, those are also as close. So now, in the case of Gerish Nisgar Banav Agnos of Imo, is that also a tefillah which is Aldas Bezdin? The Gemara tells us that it's as close. In the case of Gerish Nisgar Banav Agnos of Imo, so then that's as close. Other cases might not be as close. Rav Huna tells us that it is as close also. But in this Havmina, where only this case, Gerish Nisgar Banav Agnos of Imo, the Gemara is telling us that that's a case of schus. So does Bezin play a role here? Or is this purely just between the father and the children? Do we still need Atbelinu Adas Bezin? It seems from the Gemara that we do not need Bezin, because the Gemara asks, my love Atbelinu Adas Bezin, isn't it a case where it's Tvila Adas Bezin? And the Gemara answers, no, it's a case where the Gerish Nisgar Banav Agnos of Imo. The implication is that it's not Atbelinu Adas Bezin. Lachora. I mean, you could argue on that, but just the pashup way of reading the Gemara is that the Gemara says, "Are we dealing with the case of Atbelinu Adas Bezdin?" And the Gemara says, "No, it's a case of Gerish Nisgar Banav Agnos of Imo." You could read the Gemara as saying, "My love Atbelinu Adas Bezdin in the case of Rav Huna, Atbelinu Adas Bezdin of just any ger katan, regardless of how he's going through this gerus, whether his father's also being going through the gerus process together with him or not." The Gemara is answering, no, Kamash Balan, that we're only dealing, you can only prove from the Mishnah in a case of Gerish and Isgar, Banav, and Nosav Imo, but you still have Bezdin is still involved.
You could read the Gemara like that, but I think the Pashup shot of the Gemara is to say, Ma'ala das bilon adas Beis Din. Isn't it a case where Beis Din is involved? Kamash bilon that Beis Din is not involved. And if Beis Din is not involved, so then how does whatever Beis Din accomplishes, which we haven't addressed yet, which is a big question, so then how does the father replace Beis Din? Who's replacing Beis Din? Whatever Beis Din has to accomplish, what is the father doing here? I understand, if the father is being miscarried with the children, so then it's a schus. But if you don't need Beis Din, so then, unless Beis Din, we have to get into what the role of Beis Din is. But it's a question to ask, is anybody replacing Beis Din in such a case? Yeah.
It sounds like from Rashi that really the opposite. Rashi said about that Beis Din, so he said that the thing has to blow up. It doesn't sound like the father piece of Beis Din rather than putting Beis Din piece
down. Okay, it's a good diak. In Rashi, it's a good diak. We'll get to Rashi. It's a good diak in Rashi. Okay, so that's really the first half of the Gemara, and then now we'll get to the second half of the Gemara. So now we know that there's a concept of Ger Katan. The concept of Zchus plays a role in the fact that Beis Din could have this Gerus go through. So we don't know what the role, like Beis Din, we have to understand what the role that Beis Din plays here. We have to understand why the concept of Zchus plays a role within this. Now comes Rav Yosef. Am Rav Yosef, Higdilu Yecholin Limchus. When they get older, they have the ability to back out. They can say that they don't want to be part of this. So the obvious question here is, what's going on? What is this concept of Higdilu Yecholin Limchus? Just how could you have that concept of backing out? So Eis Vei Abaye. Abaye is a kasha on this. Hagiros v'ashiv chashin nifte v'shinis gair v'nishtafru v'chuzim v'nos shol shalom v'yom echad v'subasim asayim v'isagadai dok igdili yucholim limchos. If you hold that they get back out, yahavin unlock suba to azlo v'achol v'gyusa. You're going to tell me that you're going to give her a ksuba, and in the end you're going to give her a ksuba because you think that she's going to get married as a katana. You're going to give her a ksuba, and then she's going to back out of it. And really, you were never married to begin with because she was really a guy. V'achla b'giusa. And then you're going to give her the ksuba even though she's really a guy. Like, my answer is no, l'chi gadla. You give her the ksuba only once she gets older. The Gemara says, l'chi gadla nami mimcha v'nafka. Still, when she gets older, so then she'll make a macha after she gets the ksuba. Even though she's an adult. Above the age of 12, we'll get into this. She's above the age of 12, let's say, or she's already bar das, bas das. The question whether it's the age of 12 or whether when she reaches the age of das. The Gemara says no. Kevin shegdil shah achas v'lo milchsa shuv in eichol limchos. Once a shah achas passes and she didn't make a macha, so then she can't back out again. She has one chance to back out. So first of all, you have to understand two things. You have to understand the Hamina. There's a Hamina in the Gemara which says that she could always back out. Her entire life, she has that ability to back out. So what's Peshat in that Hamina, that she could always back out? I mean, the first thing you have to understand is, what is this concept of backing out? But once you deal with that, so then you have to deal with, well, there's a Hamina here to say that she could always back out her entire life. And then you have to understand the Kamash Malan, that no, she only has... there's only one time where she has that ability to back out. Right? When she reaches that age of 12, let's say, so then that's when she can back out, but there's no other time period. So you have to understand what that Havmina Maskana is. Why is it that she can, in the Havmina, always back out for her entire life? And the Maskana is that now she only has one time period to back out. Yeah.
Just to clarify, does it mean she can always back out? In Havmina, she can always back out even after she's opted in? But only as long as she hasn't actively opted in, she can back out.
It's a good question. I would assume she could always back out, because then we would say just give the ksuba only once she absent. Yeah, maybe. I hear the question.
Yeah.
I think Tosis and Hedron indicate that as long as she has one moment where she doesn't make a machal, then she's...
Tosis and Hedron, I'm not sure if Tosis and Hedron is Lechoga. Yeah. Tosis and Hedron has a different shot than most of the Rishonim in Ksuvim. Okay, so Abaye has his kasha from our Mishnah. Rava has his kasha from later on in the Pesachim of Ksuvos. Elana Shishlan Knas, Abalam Zeres, Bala Nesina, Bala Kusis, Bala Giores, Bala Shvuya, Bala Shifka, Shiniftu, Shishkaira, Vishtatu, Kusim, Vishol, Shon of Yom Ha'pad, Yishlan Knas. There's a Knas. And Habba al Hashvuyah al Shifkal Sheniftu Kinshinis Gaiv and Shtafu. So there's a knas when you're Baal on a Gir Katan. The Amr Sigdil Yachon Lumchos Se Avin al Knas. The Azla Vachal Begiusa. So the same Kasha as Abaye had, so Rava now has. So then again here, you're going to end up giving a knas, even though if she backs out, so then she's not Jewish. Just agav. It seems from the Gemara that when the Geras backs out, so then it works l'mafreya. That we assume that she's not Jewish the entire time. That's why when you give the ksuba when she's a katana, or you give the knas when she's a katana. So the Gemara asks, how could you do such a thing? She wasn't Jewish. So that also is an assumption of the Gemara. The Gemara is assuming that when she backs out, that it works l'mafreya. Is it possible to entertain a Habmin and to say that when she backs out that she's really Jewish the whole time? And then when she backs out, so then it's Kedushas Yisrael only for a certain time period. I'm not saying that's Pashut. I'm not saying it's Pashut, but is there even a tzad to say such an idea? So the Gemara gives the same answer. So then the next part of the Gemara is also important. The Gemara then says, Abaylo Omar Karava Hasam Kanasa. Hainu Taima Shaloya Choten Iskar. Abay didn't say like Rava because he could have answered Rava's question without saying, Kevin Shagdila Shahas Vulamilsa, Shivanio Yicholam Tos. Because that's a case of Choten, we don't want to have a Choten Iskar. Regardless of whether she's Jewish or not. We don't want to have the higher standards for creating a knas. We want to make sure that the chota doesn't benefit from it. So therefore, we create the knas even though we're not sure whether she's Jewish or not. And Rav lo Omar k'Abaye, ksuba hainu tamei shalotei akala be'inav lotzia. Because there's this major factor of shalotei akala be'inav lotzia, we want to make sure that there's a ksuba around, even though it's questionable whether she's Jewish or not. She could back out when she gets older. Still, there's a concept of shalotei kala be'inav lahotziah, and that overrides this suffix about whether they're Jewish or not. That would override that suffix. What's important for the end here, for Abaye and Rava, is that if you put the two answers together, so then you can have a daya that holds that, I mean, it's not mukhrach to say that she only has one time period where she could back out. I could explain both Mishnayos without bringing in the concept but I can really explain both Mishnayos without such a concept. So perhaps there it happens to be that that's how they answer it for Rav Yosef. But you can give a different answer for Rav Yosef, and then you could still hold Rav Yosef's Havmina, but the Gemara's Havmina within Rav Yosef to say that she could always back out forever. So according to the Gemara in the end, because Abaye can explain for Rav and Rav can explain for Abaye, there is a tzad to say that she could always back out forever. It happens to be that the Gemara gave a different answer. But there's a way to explain both Mishnayos without giving that answer. It's not mukhra to hold to that. It's possible to hold that she could always back out and then the two Mishnayos could still fit. If you say that what Rav said for Abaye and you say what Abaye said for Rav, so then that you could still explain both Mishnayos without coming on to this concept that she only has one time period where she could back out. Okay, so those are the main questions on the Gemara. The
The other major question, which we'll see in the Rishonim, is whether this whole concept of Ger Katan is this a Din D'Oraisa or Din D'Rabbanan. That's a big question. My focus in the Rishonim, whether this is a Din D'Oraisa or Din D'Rabbanan. It's also interesting, we'll get into Tosos either later or tomorrow. Tosos says that within the Tzad to say that it's D'Rabbanan, you have to have a case where it's D'Oraisa. Even if you hold it's D'Rabbanan, there is at least one case where it's D'Oraisa, because of the Gemara in Sanhedrin. The Gemara in Sanhedrin has a drasha that tells you to exclude a ger katan, a case of a ger katan. So there must be at least one case where it's D'Oraisa, even if you hold that it's D'Rabbanan. And Tosos says, what's that case to say that it's D'Oraisa? Tayas. Tosos says that we're dealing with the Gioris Mubaris. So even if you want to say that ger katan is D'Rabbanan, Gioris Mubaris would be a case which is D'Oraisa. That's what he says. So now you have to think back to our sugyas and Gioris Mubaris. So the question is, why would it be that a Ger Katan is D'Rabbanan, but a Gioris Mubaris, for the Uber, it's D'Oraisa? What would be the difference? Is the Uber, is that also working out Das Bezdin? Is that working through Bezdin? Is Bezdin part of that, or is Bezdin not part of that? Why is it that Gioris Mubaris is D'Oraisa if Ger Katan is D'Rabbanan? What changes by Gioris Mubaris? We're still dealing with an Uber here. In the Torah, the Uber doesn't have any Das. And why shouldn't the Uber be any different than a Ger Katan? Just like a Ger Katan doesn't have any Das. And so we say that it goes based on Bezdin, whatever role Bezdin plays, then that should be necessary both for a Ger Katan and for an Uber. Why is it that an Uber would work with D'Oraisa, but the Ger Katan works with D'Rabbanan? Okay, so those are the major questions. I wanted to get into Rashi now and some of the other Rishonim in terms of what exactly is the context that we're referring to here. We know at the very least the case of Ger Katan is the case of Gershin Iskairu Banav Ibnos of Imo. That the Gemara says is clear. The case of Gershin Iskairu Banav Ibnos of Imo, so then that works. Whether it's based on Das Bezdin or not, so we ask that question, whether you need Bezdin for that or not. But how do the Rishonim understand just the case of Rav Huna? When Rav Huna said Ger Katan Matvila Sol Das Bezdin, what exactly is that case? So Rashi, let's see Rashi first. Rashi is Dibur Maskil Ger Katan. They change it from Dibur Maskil Das Bezdin to Ger Katan. In Ein Lo Av, the Imo Habiyasa Leiz Gayer. So he doesn't have a father, and the Imo Habiyasa Leiz Gayer. So the mother brings him to be his Gayer. So the Rishonim have a whole discussion what exactly Rashi means by this. It's not so clear within Rashi what he means. Is the mother brings him to be misgayer, and the mother's also being misgayer here? Is the mother not going through the gears process? What exactly is going on here? So we'll see what the Rishonim say about this. Matbilin, Rashi says, the ilacha gear below milo vitzvila. So Rashi says, Matbilin usal das bezdin, so comes Rashi and he says, ilacha gear below milo vitzvila. So already straight from Rashi, it's like strange, like he doesn't address the milah part of it. He says, Inlacha ger below milah v'tfilah. The Gemara only talks about tfilah, and Rashi just puts in milah. So he's not answering anything. He just says, just brings up the question, what about milah?
And leaves out Kabbalah Mitzvos.
Oh, the line, it's true. He leaves out Kabbalah Mitzvos. But in terms of the process itself, the line of the Gemara Nibamos is Inlacha ger below milah v'tfilah. So I don't think you make a deal from there that it doesn't require Kabbalah Mitzvos. Al Das Bezdin. So what is he? How does he define Matvilas Al Das Bezdin? Shloshe Yehu Betvilaso Kedim Kol Tvilas Ger. She's reading Gimel. So he says, first of all, you need a Bezdin there anyways, because every time you have Tvila, you require a Bezdin. Kedim Kol Tvilas Ger. She's reading Gimel. Vehein Nasin Lo Av. Vaharihu Ger Al Yedeim Vago Biyayin Pashu. So, Vehein Nasin Lo Av. It's also a strange line. The hey nas and loav, they become his father. So in what way do they become his father? It sounds like we were pointing out, the ideal is that the father is the one that's in charge of this. The hey nas and loav, they become like the father. The hare hu ger al yadayim, then he becomes a ger. Umago b'yayin kasher. And also, it's interesting, Rashi wants to tell you, what's the nafkamina between a ger and a goy? I could have told you a lot, I could have said a lot of things. What's the nafkamina between a ger and a goy? And so Rashi says, no, you should know now, mago b'yayin kasher, that there's no concept of, it's not possible, it's going to be mago b'yayin is going to be kasher, which itself is just, before just a dinder abana. Go beyond kosher, for Yain Nesaf is just him touching it would be a dinder abana. So he's giving you a nafamir, which is a dinder abana. Okay, so just backing up to the case of Imelo Av, Imo Hibiyosel is Gaia. So the Pasha Pshat of Rashi is that the case of Rav Huna is where the mother is bringing him to be Mizgayer. The mother herself is not going through the Gerus process, but she's bringing him to Beis Din to go through the year's process. And if that's the case, so then, l'chor, if the child went on his own, so then Rav Huna would disagree. Or, you know, as a kavachomer, if Beis Din would just pick kids off the street and throw them into the mikvah, so then that also wouldn't work. Right? L'chor, it's dafka where the mother brings the child to be mezgayer, but not if the child goes on his own, or if Beis Din forces the children to go through the year's process. And l'chor, the reason for this, yeah.
It's much for that, that if they just pick up a different street and put them in, it wouldn't work, but that your cousin on feel in this, it's like, I can do it. I don't feel like that. I don't know much for that, it wouldn't work.
You're saying, at least as a lechatchila we wouldn't do it. At least as a lechatchila we wouldn't do it, yeah. It's machlokas rishonim whether b'diavad, if you hold lechatchila it doesn't work, we shouldn't do it, so then b'diavad, it's machlokas rishonim whether b'diavad it works. It's true. It's just lechatchila. Okay, so how do the other Rishonim also, they pick up on Rashi, and they either interpret the Gemara differently or they interpret Rashi differently. The Shita says as follows, he quotes Rashi, in Imo Aviv, Imo Vyosel Iskari, he says, Vikashim, Manosha. In Imo Niskaira Imo, Lamali Das Bezdin, Hadalchim, Vikamar, like Lamba Gershon, Iskari, Banav, Imo. He says, if it's the case where the mother is being misguided with the child, so then how is that any different than the case of Gershon Yisgayar, Bono Vnosa of Imo? How is that any different? And he ends off and he says, V'ilo Nisgayar Imo, Imo, Imo. Lam lel meimar de in lo av. Afilu shahay lo av. Kim de miskar Imo, but inan das Beis Din. And if the mother is not going through the Gerus process, so then why do we say in lo av? Even if the father is around, you should need Beis Din. And l'chor, even if the father is around, so then you should need Beis Din. So he answers, v'eshe de kol sheish lo av ve'im, umuvino salis gair, af agad de inan miskarim Imo, Nichle b'mad de'avdi lay aviv imo v'ino tzorach das Beis Din. Seems like the schus of having sheish lo av ve'im, by having both of them around, even if they're not being misgayer, but they're the ones that are pushing the child to go through the gerus process, so then that counts, that substitutes for das Beis Din. You don't need das Beis Din. That's the equivalent to gershon misgayer banav v'nos of imo. The Gemara says, Gershon is Garabana of Mos of Imo, so then you don't need Beis Din. So then, you also don't need Beis Din in a case where the father and mother are both coming together. And that's why Rashi says, the case of Rav Huna, where you do need Beis Din, is a case where the mother's coming alone. And Lachor for the Shita would be also where the father's coming alone. Either the mother or the father. Right? He says, when they're coming together, so then you don't need Beis Din. And so when Rashi says, Imo, in lo aviv, but imo if yasul iskayer, so the chor would also be the same if it was him in lo im, but aviv if yasul iskayer. Whether it's the father or the mother, so then that's the case where you need das Beis Din. If they both come together, so then that's the equivalent to gershon iskayer banav of nosav imo. just to point out, the Bach in Reish Samech Tes. So he says for Rashi, he says that no, if the father were to bring him, so then that would also substitute for Das Beis Din. He wouldn't need Das Beis Din if the father brought him alone. The case for Rashi is Dafka when the mother brought him alone. But it's not the case where the mother or the father. He says if the father brings him alone, so then there's a difference between the father bringing him versus the mother bringing him. If the father brings him, so then that is viewed as a schus, and therefore we could view that as replacing Beis Din. But if it's the mother bringing him, so then it's not a complete schus until the Beis Din also does their thing, whatever their thing is. So then it's not really complete until Beis Din plays their role. Okay, let's see the Ritva. The Ritva says, Perish Rashi Shavio, also of Ima le Beis Din le Gairu, Af Bishalon is Gairu Heim. Af Bishahu, Ein Bo Das, Klau, Mabin also Das Beis Din. The Kol Shekein Kshish Lo Das, Uhu Ba Me Atzma le Yisgayah. So the Ritva adds here the case where, let's say he comes on his own. If he were to come on his own, so then would Beis Din do it? So Ritva says it's a kosher cane that he would do it. That Beis Din would do it. It's an interesting kosher cane. You could have assumed otherwise. You could have assumed no. It's dafka where you have one of the parents. Like if I just read Rashi alone, I wouldn't necessarily assume such a kosher cane. I would say dafka where if you have the mother or the way she understands it or the father alone, so then that's as close because at least since the family is already involved, so then I could say that that's a schus for the child. Because the family is supportive of this gerus process. So then I could have assumed that's a schus. The Ritva says, doesn't say that. The Ritva says that if the family being involved, so then Beis Din would accept it. Even though they're not being misgayer. So then Kol Shekein, where he comes on his own. He does say the kosher came kishiyish lo das. He adds the line kishiyish lo das. First, he has when it's in lo das, and the parents bring them. But the kosher came kishiyish lo das v'ubam yatzum lizgayer. I don't think he means a case where he has full das, where now he's a gadol. That's not a case of a ger katan. But you have some sort of das here, where he's coming on his own. It's not the das for a gadol, but he has das to come on his own. So then kosher came will be willing to accept it. The Ritva says that, but if he doesn't have das and nobody's bringing him to Beis Din, so then Beis Din will not be makbil him. They will not force him to go through the tefillah process, go through the giving process. Yeah.
Is it very clear that he has a different use of Rashi? Completely different use of Rashi.
No, he does. He has a different gerusha. Shevi also.
Right, I'm saying so.
Av v'ima lebezin legayra.
So it's not so interesting that he says he's sheet, as in it follows logically that if Rashi says av v'ima and then mafilin also, logically the next step would be avav pishayehu ein bo das kla mafilin also das based and mashayin came the other way.
No, but the kol shekein is still not pasha. Even though the father and mother bring him to Beis Din, you could have understood that it's dafka schus when the father and mother bring him to Beis Din, but not if he went on his own. If he went on his own, who said that that's a schus? And the kol shekein kishish to das. Who said that? Maybe that's not a kol shekein. Who said that that's a kol shekein?
Is it readily apparent that he has a different gears, or he's just like retouching Rashi?
Unclear. Yeah.
Two questions. One is on this book. We're saying that if he's younger than Bar Mitzvah, he can decide that he wants to convert even if his parents don't want him to.
You're saying is he allowed to go against his parents?
No, they're just saying that he has das, but he's not a gadol. So like he's 10 years old and decides I want to convert, and that's good enough.
That's what it seems like, yeah. That's what it seems like. The case for Yishal das, but it's clearly a ger katan. He's dealing with a ger katan. There's a discussion whether a Ger Gadol is at the age of 13 or at the age of where he reaches Das. We'll get to that. For Goyim, in general, the standard for Goyim, for being a Gadol, is generally when they reach Das. Not when they reach the age of 13, but when they just have Das. There's a discussion for a Ger, whether it's for a Ger Katan, at what point are you the defined as a ger gadol? Is it when you have das, or is it when you reach the age of 13? So if it's when he has das, so then what he means here is kol sheisha bat l'das, it must be where he's under the age of ger gadol. He must still be a ger katan, but he still has enough das to come in front of Beis Din to say that he wants to go through the gerish process.
Why does the bat make a distinction between men and women?
I assume because the assumption is that he's going to be the one that's raising the child. You're looking at it. Let me see the question before I do that. The dafik shahab meviyo lo ba ina das beizin, the ima meviyo sa ba ina das beizin. Let me explain. Okay, let's just do the Rashi and then we'll see the other Rishonim who have really a different explanation in the sugya. We'll see that tomorrow. So we'll finish with this Rashba. Amar Huna Gir Kadam Avilah Sol Das Beizim Perish Rashi Shev Yaso Imo V'lav Lomemar D'v'lav Halki Lomach V'linan Lay Lomar D'ein Beizim Mazirin Lomav Litvel Es Akam HaKetanim. Beizim doesn't go after to force Ketanim to go through the Gerish process Me'atman, just through Beizim. The case here, he says, first of all, if the mother was misguided, there's no chilek between the father and the mother. Rather, the case here is where the mother brings him. He says whether the mother or the father are going through the gerus process themselves, so then there's no chilek in terms of that. And over here, shevi also v'lon is gaira. It's where she brings him and doesn't go through the gerus process. And that's when you need das beis din. But the whole point of Rashi and also he says also, if you don't have a mother, so then we would also go through it. If he went on his own, like with the ritva, we would also go through it. It's just that we wouldn't force it, similar to the ritva. The Rashi and the ritva have a similar explanation, but they both hold that we wouldn't force it. We'll see tomorrow there are shittas which hold that we would have that ability to force the gerus upon a ger katan. Even if they don't come in front of Beis, then we would be able to force that.